Yo, what's up, fam? Wiley Hot here, your daily dose of real talk and hopefully some self-love sprinkled in there somewhere. Today, we're tackling something that feels like it should be basic AF. Self-compassion. You know, treating yourself like the queen or king you are, instead of constantly being that inner critic throwing shade. Ever feel like you're failing at life every other Tuesday? Like your to-do list is longer than a Taylor Swift discography and your bank account is whispering sad melodies. Yeah, we've all been there. Gen Z, we're basically the champions of anxiety and overthinking, constantly comparing ourselves to highlight reels on Insta. Newsflash. Those aren't real life. So how do we actually chill out, give ourselves a break, and cultivate some self-love? Let me drop 5 truth bombs on you that are gonna change your whole vibe. First up, ditch the all or nothing mentality. You don't have to be a perfect productivity machine 24/7. It's okay to have off days, to binge-watch Netflix in your sweatpants, and not feel guilty about it. Remember, rest is not laziness, it's fuel for your fire. Second, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a minute each day to think about the good stuff, that amazing latte you had this morning, that meme that made you laugh until you choked, we've all been there, or even just the fact that you woke up and got to see another day. It sounds cheesy, but it actually shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the little things. Third, learn to say no. This is a superpower, people. You don't have to be everyone's yes person. Saying no to commitments that drain you or make you feel stressed is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Imagine yourself saying no with confidence, like Beyoncé rejecting an unreasonable request. Fourth, silence those inner critics. That voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, tell it to SDF you. Replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations. Start treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a best friend going through a rough patch. And finally, remember that progress over perfection is the real MVP. Don't beat yourself up for slip-ups or moments of weakness. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and keep moving forward. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. You're constantly evolving and becoming a better version of yourself. Okay, picture this. You're stressing about that upcoming exam, scrolling through Insta and seeing everyone else chilling on beach vacations. You start to feel inadequate, right? Then, that inner critic is back with its whole arsenal of negativity. But hold up. You can choose to be different. Take a deep breath, put your phone down, grab a cup of tea, and remind yourself, I've got this. Even if you don't ace the exam, you're still worthy of love and respect. Remember, self-compassion is not about being soft or weak, it's about recognizing that you're human, you make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of love. Now go out there and be your damn best selves. Don't forget to tag me in your self-care rituals on TikTok, I want to see those glow-up vibes. Hit that subscribe button, leave a rating if you're feeling extra generous, and tell your friends about the podcast because knowledge is power, fam. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.